Friday after Ash Day, during Lent. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness, and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways. Like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you do not take note of it. Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast, so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings, the reasons of fasting. Human act is for a purpose. Many times when people do the same act, but for different purposes. For example, fasting. Why are people fasting? Some do to have a thinner body. Others do to attract attention, to be praised as a pious faithful. Still others do so to fulfill the law, to avoid sin. Still more, some do so to please God, to ask Him for what they are desiring. Lastly, some do so to temper their passion and to share what they have for the less fortunate. Today's readings show us people's different intentions when they fast. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah listed out the intentions of fasting, which God couldn't accept, and those which were pleasing to God. In the Gospel, John Baptist's disciples considered that fasting is to fulfill the law. Therefore, they voiced their question to Jesus. Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? An analysis of the first reading. The fasting which is pleasing to God. The most important factor when people do anything is to have good intentions. If people don't have them, a religious act doesn't benefit them, but also causes damage. Therefore, the duties of the spiritual leaders are to teach their faithful the good purpose of religious acts and to encourage them to act with good intentions. Improper ways of fasting. The purpose of fasting isn't about to bribe God so that he must grant them what they ask for. In Isaiah's passage, people complained to God when he didn't return his favor. Why have we fasted and thou not see it? Why have we humbled ourselves and thou take no knowledge of it? People need to recognize that the purpose of fasting isn't about to control God. People fast or not, they add nothing to God. But fasting is completely for their own benefits. People cannot use fasting to ask for what they desire. An example will help to clarify this point. We have mercy on beggars because we are concerned about their difficult situation. They can't work because they lack hand or feet or other organs. What shall we react when we discover that they fake their injuries by binding their organs together and making them to look real and terrible? Moreover, they also used our donated money to eat good food and to be drunk. God doesn't accept people's prayer because they didn't have good intentions when they fasted, as Isaiah pointed out. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice be heard on high. He gave us two concrete examples. One, they didn't control their wicked desires. Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Fasting is to share food with the unfortunate. What is good about fasting if one didn't share food, but also collected his benefit by maltreating others? Two, they didn't control their tongue and hands. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with wicked fists. Fasting isn't only about food, but also to control our tongue and hands so that we shall not hurt them spiritually or physically. We laugh when we hear the story about the one who fasted but brought his gun to rob people. God questioned those who paid attention only to outside acts. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a man to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a rush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? The proper ways of fasting. The prophet Isaiah also listed out the ways of fasting which is pleasing to God. First, set people free and treat them correctly. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Share one's wealth with the poor. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. In a word, the proper way of fasting is to correctly live one's relationship with God and others by practicing what the Church teaches in the 7 spiritual and 7 corporal works of mercy. When a person correctly lives these relationships, he shall be loved by God and receive plenty of God's blessings. Isaiah promised these in this passage. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." An analysis of the gospel. Fasting on time. Not fasting all the time. Fasting isn't a fashion. When we see people doing it, we imitate them and do the same. And then we feel annoyed when others don't do the same. This is probably what John Baptist's disciples felt when they came to Jesus and asked him, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus' disciples shall fast when Jesus leaves them. Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. And no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made." The purpose of fasting is to correctly live one's relationship with God. Jesus is the groom, and the church is his bride. The disciples are the groom's friends. If the disciples are having Jesus and listening to his teaching, then they don't need to fast. When Jesus will leave them to go back to his Father, at that time they shall fast. Everything has its own moment and must be done with a good intention. One must have a new spirit to receive Jesus' new teachings. In order to receive Jesus' teachings, people need to have a new spirit. If they hold on to their own way as a torn garment, they cannot accept Jesus' new teaching, as likened to a new garment. The application in life. We need to understand all meanings of fasting. When we fast, we should do it with good intentions. Fasting isn't to boast nor to ask for favors, but to correct our own unjust acts and to live correctly our relationship with God and others.